I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Thousands more teachers around the Wasatch Front getting their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccinations this week. More clinics today. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, the CDC says the UK variant of the coronavirus could be the dominant strain in the U.S. come March. Only about 76 people in the U.S. currently have the strain, and yes, it's been found in Utah. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Slow down southbound I-15 in Weber County due to a crash at Riverdale Road. It's been moved out of traffic, but still causing some backups. Then in West Valley, we have a crash called out on Highway 111. That's 5400 South at 8400 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Up to 44 today, lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Well, we've gone beyond that. We're at 47 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President-elect Biden doubling down on his promise of 100 million coronavirus vaccines in his first 100 days in office.
Joe Biden saying his administration will take the guesswork out of the where and when of vaccines.
They couldn't tell you who exactly is getting vaccinated. What they do know is there are tens of millions of doses of vaccine sitting unused in freezers around the country.
President-elect Biden asking Congress for billions more for mobile vaccination clinics, and he'll use the Defense Production Act to kick Operation Warp Speed into overdrive. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The National Rifle Association is filing for bankruptcy.
The NRA said it is dumping New York, where the regulatory environment is corrupt and political. It filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and will seek court approval to reconstitute itself in Texas. The New York Attorney General's office sued the NRA, its chief executive, Wayne LaPierre, and three other current or former executives for failing to properly manage $64 million. The NRA filed a counterclaim calling the suit politically motivated, and at the time, President Trump suggested the NRA relocate. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The Pentagon now says it will send up to 25,000 National Guard members to Washington to help with the stepped-up security during the inauguration. The FBI and other federal authorities say there are almost 300 open investigations in connection with last week's deadly attack on the Capitol, and almost 100 of them are major felony cases. Stocks closed lower today, the Dow down 177 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL in-depth. Disappointing news for anyone waiting for the vaccine. ABC News correspondent Dave Packer joins us live, and I want to dig into this. Dave, this huge shipment of vaccine that was promised out to states like Utah apparently doesn't exist?
Yeah. This is what, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar earlier this week on Tuesday. He had promised that they would free up millions of second doses of coronavirus vaccine that were being stockpiled. Now, today, and by the way, in between then and now, governors around the country decided, okay, well, if we're getting more doses, then we're going to loosen restrictions on who gets the vaccine. And so they said in many cases that seniors, people over 65, would now be eligible, and they were ramping up to set up the increased load for folks getting the vaccination. Now we hear today from General Perna with Operation Warp Speed that no, those doses are gone, that they started distributing them at the end of December and they went out. So that pretty much means the big warehouse where the second doses were is empty.
So is there a lot of finger pointing going on in Washington right now? Did somebody mess up big time?
I think there's a, well, as always, there's a lot of kind of spinning these things around, with Azar now saying we didn't have the doses we had said. We had said that those doses were going out at the end of December, or we had said that we were starting to distribute second doses at the end of December. So governors should have known that that stockpile was being depleted. And so it shouldn't be a surprise to them, even though we said we're releasing what's in that stockpile, that there really wasn't much in that stockpile to begin with.
I got to be honest.
I think,
my head is spinning listening to you here. The answer doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, as many times is the case when you're dealing with all of these layers of bureaucracy. So what we have right now is a point where the supply of vaccine is completely dependent on how much can be manufactured and at what speed. They said that, Azar had said that one of the reasons that they started distributing these second doses was because they were confident that manufacturing could now keep up with the demand and they wouldn't have to stockpile. But certainly now, with governors expanding the eligibility for these doses, there's no way at the current speed that manufacturers can keep up with that kind of demand. So obviously, distribution is going to not be exactly the warp speed that the name promises.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the explanation. ABC News correspondent Dave Packer. So next week, if you have an appointment for the vaccine and it gets canceled, this might be the reason why. KSL News Time 420. We're going to check traffic on a Friday afternoon, and we'll start with Ricky Meese.
Southbounders on I-15 in Salt Lake County, it's a little busy going from Murray to Midvale, but overall not a bad drive between downtown and Draper. It's the northbound side that remains kind of clogged up and slow, and that goes from 123rd south up to Midvale. But speeds are really improving from what we had at the start of the drive home. The rest of the Salt Lake County freeway is not bad. A crash called out on Highway 111, 8400 west at 5400 south. Michelle?
Well, we're seeing some scattered delays. This is on Bankator Highway in spots from the 201 freeway down into the Riverton-Bluffdale area. We also still have this crash in Linden. This is northbound I-15 at 500 south on the right shoulder. Steve?
Northbound I-15 good to go, leaving downtown Salt Lake, but Davis County slowdowns filling in from Layton there at the Parkway up to Antelope Drive. And once again, we have big backups on southbound I-15 due to a crash at Riverdale Road that's blocking the left lane, causing bumper-to-bumper delays back past the I-84 junction. And another crash on eastbound Riverdale Road near northbound I-15 on the right shoulder. The Salt Lake City VA will begin COVID-19 vaccinations for high-risk veterans soon. Your VA provider will contact you. American United Federal Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the Salt Lake City VA. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Your seven-day forecast is brought to you by VW Southtown. Kevin Eubank is here, and the air looks nice. The numbers are good, but where's the snow?
Well, the snow is up everywhere except Utah, Jeff. That's been our summer or our winter this year. It's felt more like summer. My goodness, we desperately need the snow. But a pattern change will come by the end of next week. This weekend, though, not bad. A weak little storm brushes by tonight, so look for increasing clouds here in the north, and then a light snowfall over the northern mountains overnight. Partly cloudy skies Saturday, a high of 42. Mostly sunny early on Sunday, a high of 43. And then more clouds Sunday night as another storm brushes by. These are both weak. Valleys won't get anything. The mountains get a dusting. Like I said, it's going to be by Thursday and Friday of next week we start to see a pattern change that will likely bring valley snow into the week after.
So for the meantime, all you can promise is the mountaintops might look a little bit prettier tomorrow.
A little dusting, and the good news is we keep the air clear.
All right, 47 degrees. Have a great weekend, Kevin. KSL News Time 423.
As a homeowner, you've worked hard to get to where you are. Whether your place is old or new, you could probably use a little more friendly in your life. That is, Friendly Home Services. You see, friendly isn't just a name. It's the way we do business. Friendly means convenient, like having a plan that covers whatever can go wrong. We have the expertise to fix any plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical issue. Friendly means smart. We do things to protect the value of your home and prevent problems from happening. Friendly also means value. Right now, get a furnace tune-up or a premium drain cleaning for just $33 by calling 833-33-FRIENDLY or visiting friendlyhomeservice.com.
That's a furnace tune-up or a premium drain cleaning for the friendly price of $33. Call 833-33-FRIENDLY or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. The world could use more friendly.
Listen to KSL all day on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
The symptoms of COVID-19 include fever, cough, muscle aches, and shortness of breath, with severity ranging from mild to severe. If you're experiencing these symptoms and need to get tested, call the COVID-19 information line at 844-442-5224 or use Intermountain Live Well's online symptom checker. This information is brought to you by Your Life, Your Health from Intermountain Live Well and KSL News Radio.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Smart tech is going to the dogs at the Consumer Electronics Show. The MyQ Pet Portal is a dog door that opens and closes like elevator doors and is totally controlled by your dog. KSL Drive's car makers are trying to figure out how to overcome a computer chip shortage. The pandemic has slowed down production and supply lines across the globe, including those who make the chips crucial for today's smart cars. NBA star Kyrie Irving is being ordered to pay more than $800,000 in fines for violating NBA COVID rules. The fines followed a big, maskless party that he threw at his place. On Wall Street today, the Dow was down 177 points, closing at 30,814. The S&P fell 27. The NASDAQ lost 114 points. KSL News Time 426. A big-name advertiser won't run ads during the Super Bowl. More from ABC's Jason Nathanson.
Another sign of the pandemic times.
A Coke.
Is a Coke.
Coca-Cola won't run a Super Bowl ad, saying in a statement basically that times are tough and tough choices have to be made about where they spend their money right now. The soda giant spent $10 million on ads for last year's big game. Pepsi has also said it won't run ads for its flagship drink, but will spend money on commercials for other brands it owns, including Mountain Dew.
Well, Pepsi is sponsoring the halftime show. The Weeknd is set to headline that halftime show. KSL News Time 426.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.